And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in. My guest today is Mr. Tom Proctor, who is the owner of the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. Tom, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for asking me in.
Glad we get a chance to talk. Tom, tell us all about Vacuum Cleaner Hospital.
Okay. Well, we are in Chapel Hill on Elliott Road, and we've been in business now for just over 26 years. We started in Chapel Hill, across the street from where Performance BMW is. Stayed there for 4 years, where Chapel Hill Printing is, right next to Chapel Hill Printing. And then after 4 years, we were needing to move to a little better visibility and also to have more room. So we moved to 300 South Elliott, which is where we've been ever since.
300 South Elliott, that is a prime location.
Right. It's a very busy for businesses, obviously.
Thank you. And I understand you also have a part of your company's name is Central Vacuum Experts. Tell us about Central Vacuum Experts.
Okay. Well, that's our central vacuum division, which is the built-in vacuum systems into people's homes. It's where we install the pipe and put the pipe into people's walls, and then they just plug in a hose into the wall inlet to vacuum their house.
Okay. What are some of the typical problems people bring into you with their vacuum cleaners, Tom?
Well, as far as just we divide them up into portable vacuums. That's the ones that people pull around or push. And then the central vacuums would be the built-in vacuum. So on the portable side, it's just general issues from not picking up to not coming on, just the general problems that people have with vacuums. But we do fix all brands, and we are a warranty center for Dyson. So that gets us from people all over the triangle. So that's something we're the only place in the triangle that does Dyson warranty work. So again, that draws from all over.
I think you're a mind reader, because that was my next question is, do you service Dysons? I keep hearing Dyson all over the place.
It is a very popular brand. And since they do national advertising and they have the charming British accent of Sir James Dyson, that makes him more appealing as well.
Sir James.
Yes, he's been knighted. But it's it is – we sell them. We it's the only bagless upright we sell, and I think it's very good bagless vacuum cleaner. There's a lot of not good vacuums that are bagless and some bagged uprights as well.
What is years ago, there was a vacuum cleaner called the Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Are those still in business?
They are still around. Rainbow and Kirby and a few others, Filter Queen, you don't really hear about much. But those Kirby and Rainbow, they're still what they call in-home marketed versus – so that they don't call it door-to-door marketing anymore. But Rainbow's still out there. I don't know what kind of presence they have in the triangle, but they're water filtration vacuums, which was their unique thing. The vacuum we primarily sell for canisters is Miele. It's the German brand. We've sold it since 1988. And it's really superior filtration than the Rainbow is.
How does a person decide what is the right vacuum for their home or office?
Well, we try to help them with that choice by asking them some questions to find out what kind of floor surfaces they have, if it's carpeted, wall-to-wall carpeting. And a typical scenario for our area, and probably nationwide to a certain degree, where there's two-story homes, is upstairs is carpeted, wall-to-wall carpeting. Downstairs is either hardwood or tile and area rugs. That's what we come across a lot. And so for something like that, you can go upright, or you can go what we call power nozzle canister, where you have an electric nozzle to do the carpeting for the upstairs, and you have the canister with the floor brush to do the downstairs.
Oh, so that determined. And as far as brand is concerned, is this a price point?
Well, I've told people over the years what we – and then Dyson's kind of changed that a little bit, because Dysons go up to $600 in the big box stores, we call it. You know, the Lowe's, the Sears, the Targets of the world, Kmart's and Walmart's. But most of what we sell – of the full-size vacuums are over $200, and most of what is sold in the big box stores is less than $200. And that's not a hard and fast rule. That's sort of a general thing, but we have several vacuum cleaners that are between $100 and $200. But to get better quality and better features, you usually need to spend on an upright more than $200, and it's not any power nozzle canister we have that's going to be really less than about $400. So those canisters are not very commonplace in the bigger box stores anyway. You just don't see that much anymore. Most everything what's sold nationwide is uprights.
Uprights, that's upright the most popular
vacuums,
now.
Right. That's 75 to 80% of all full-size vacuums sold in the U.S. is uprights. And that's just because they represent a range from $49, $49 in Walmart to the Dyson, which is $600.
Got it. All right.
I mean, not all Dysons. But
still,
they're higher
a range
end
there.
When it's $600.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Now, you call yourself a hospital. Do you, like, a hospital gets patients better and puts them back out there?
Right.
For vacuum cleaners, do you restore and resell, or do you just fix what people bring into you?
Well, that's a good question. We do have some refurbished vacuum cleaners. It really depends a lot of times on the timing of what we get in. We've gotten away from trying to sell refurbished vacuums because just the quality of what we were getting in to fix up wasn't that great. Typically, what we have to resell and we donate it to this through this woman who is through the United Church of Christ, and she gives it to the Korean refugees.
Oh my!
So we take most of our uprights. Usually, it's all uprights because these are people who have actually either never had a vacuum in their life before, or they just aren't familiar with vacuum. So uprights are easier to use and takes less explanation for her to tell them how to use it. So we've done that for several years.
I love the fact that means there's no vacuum cleaners ideally in garbage dumps or whatever because
right.
You're able to put them back out there and give them some more use to people who need them.
Right. That's what we try to do. Now, we definitely throw away some vacuums. We have to because we do what the customer would do at their own, put it by the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so okay. But
they
still taking
they
care.
They may do that and just put it that way.
Tom, how often should a person vacuum? Very basic question.
Well, the general is about once a week. There are people who are really into it, who want to do it two or three times a week, but I think once a week is a good benchmark.
Once a week. Right. All right. And is there a pattern to how you're supposed to vacuum? I'm asking very basic questions. Mm-hmm. We assume you just rub it across the rug, and there we are.
Well, you can. I mean, I would just say that it's depends, again, on, I would say, do your carpets or rugs first and then save your bare floors to last, to do those, because you might have to move the rug out of the way, and then you're going to expose some dirt and dust underneath that area rug.
Understand. Well, Tom, let's take a break right now. When we come back, let's get some more tips and also find out the business of the vacuum cleaner hospital in terms of competition and other business-related items.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Tom Proctor, who is the owner of the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Tom Proctor, who is the owner of the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital located in Chapel Hill. Tom, tell us again exactly where you're located, any contact information people might want.
Sure. It's 300 South Elliott Road, and the phone number is 968-0711. We're located on that curve of Elliott, right across the street from Great Harvest Bread and the ABC store. People sitting just down the street from Whole Foods. And the website is vacuumhospital.com. And for our central vacuum business, it's centralvacuumexperts.com.
Thank you, Tom. I hear you have a certain passion for vacuum cleaners. Tell us how you got started in this business.
Well, interestingly enough, I didn't really know much about vacuums and didn't really ever work on a vacuum before I got in the business. So the passion came after I got affiliated with the whole field. But I was living in Greenville, North Carolina, which is my hometown, and I met someone in JC's who had a vacuum cleaner store there. And so that's how I got into the business. And at that particular point in my life, I had just left a job that I was sort of looking for something. So I was looking around, and I had given thought to wanting to own my own business. And what appealed to me on this was that it wasn't just retail. I wouldn't just be sitting in the store for 8 hours a day hoping customers would walk in. There was the repair side of it, and he taught me how to repair vacuums, and I learned a lot on my own. So that's how I learned to do it. But I did stay somewhat busy with the repairs, and of course it grew. It wasn't too busy in the beginning. And then once I got a combination of sales and repair, the days went a lot faster.
About how many years would you say it took before you were profitable?
Well, I'd probably say, gosh, probably 2 or 3 years. It wasn't, because it was where the location I originally was in, it wasn't that easily seen. So I really had to, people had to be looking, and back then people would look in the phone book.
There we are. 2 years is about right, is what we hear for a business to become profitable. So it sounds like you're right in that window for when you started saying, I make more money now than I'm spending.
Right,
so that's a good sign. Thank you so much. Now, are vacuum cleaners the only items you sell in your store?
No, we have a variety of products. And in fact, I always like when people walk in and say, gosh, I didn't know you carried all this stuff, because it's not just vacuums. We also have some cleaning supplies, spot removers, hardwood floor cleaners. We also have, as another hard good, I guess you would call it, would be air purifiers. And we try to carry we have three brands, but really two major brands. And they are very nice, great quality, nationally sold brands of air purifiers.
You know, I've often wondered why a person would need an air purifier. It seems clear you're going to purify the air, but what is the importance of an air purifier?
Well, for a lot of people, it's the allergy issue. Some people just really have been told by their doctor that they need to have a air purifier. That they have sometimes been prescribed, although they haven't come in our stores telling us that specifically. But a woman just told me yesterday that her mother is not snoring, or either her husband's not snoring, because they have an air purifier. She thinks that's the reason. So I thought that was an interesting – I hadn't heard of that before. But in terms of just clean air, there are if you keep the even when you keep the windows closed, the indoor air can get rather stale. So it's nice to have and if you don't have allergies, you may not need an air purifier. But there are a lot of people out there that have – pollen allergies. There's odors, too, that bother people. People have perhaps more sensitivity to off-gassing of maybe new furniture they buy.
Oh, sure.
Or new homes, new kitchen cabinet finishes and stuff like that can have off-gassing.
And we hear about that in terms of the vapors or whatever, the new carpeting.
Right, exactly.
New furniture, like you say,
The VOCs
is
volatile organic compounds. It's off-gassing from the carpet. Exactly.
Oh, my. Tom, what are some tips you would give our audience for maintaining the vacuum cleaners?
Well, the main thing is just try to check the brush roll or the revolving brush, either whether it's an upright or a canister. Just check that for string or hair and get that cleaned out. That's one of the number one things we see that people need to do, because if you don't take care, let's say if it's and it could be a man, but a lot of times it's daughters that have longer hair, over shoulder length hair. Human hair gets in there, and if you don't get it cleaned out, it melts and becomes very plastic-like and burns out the ends of the brush. So you need to get in there, sometimes take the plate off the bottom and pull the brush out and just clean the hair out, and thread, and it could be other things, too.
That's new information. The hair melts in the vacuum cleaner?
If it gets
on the
side, the friction of the brush turning causes it to melt into the side, and sometimes it destroys the whole housing of the vacuum. So that's not less common.
I see. Amazing. Who are your competitors, Tom? Do you have competitors in Chapel Hill or in Orange County, or are you it for the whole area?
We're the only vacuum repair store that I'm aware of in Orange County. We do have a couple of competitors in Durham County, but it's, I would say I know the one that's in Durham over near Northgate. But I would say that really, as far as new vacuums, it's the big box stores. That's who we're usually going up against, is that. And also, people look on the internet and may find a vacuum there. So we try to help people, guide them to getting a good quality vacuum and not buying the wrong one. That's what we try to do a lot of.
So the big box stores are your competitors. Now, I also imagine those are your challenge as well, having to compete against the big box stores. Is that a problem for you?
It can be, only in the sense that people are not taking the time to learn about why one vacuum is better than another. And as I mentioned, we try to educate people in that regard. But if people see something they've read about online, they just may buy it without – and I understand that. They're going to buy it and just try it out for themselves because they've read about it.
Because they've read about the vacuum cleaner and that's it. Tom, does everyone need a vacuum cleaner? Can't they just sweep the rug or sweep the floor? Do we have to have vacuum cleaners?
Well, of course, we'd like to think that everybody does need one, but I think that the real reason that it's helpful is because it makes the job a lot faster. And I have talked to people who use a broom and a dustpan. And the thing is, you're brushing up dirt, and it's getting in the air, so you're going to have to breathe that. Then you have to bend over and use the dustpan. So it's actually a lot more work to do it that way. And that's also kind of leads into why we feel like bag vacuums are better than bagless vacuums, because you can't see a lot of times because it's microscopic. The finer dust is blowing out of a bagless vacuum because just the way they're typically poorly engineered. Dyson's an exception, but generally the engineering behind bagless vacuums, which is the majority of what's sold in America these days, is not that great.
So they're
putting finer dust back into the air.
There we go. Well, Tom, let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear some more about your business.
Okay.
And then we'll wind it up. This is Sharon Hill talking today with Mr. Tom Proctor, who is the owner of the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Tom Proctor, who is the owner of the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital, located over on Elliott Road, right across from the Whole Food Market.
Correct. Down the street.
Down the street. Tom, tell us how you market the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital.
Well, we have several avenues. We do magazine advertising. We do some SEO these days, you know, the search engine optimization is crucial for both the central vacuum and the regular vacuum part. Like I said, that's one reason we draw from Wake County on Dyson Repair. But we also advertise on WCHL, so that's helped us as well.
Yay.
That's right.
Great station.
Yeah, great, exactly.
And my last question for you is, I noticed that you tend to go towards the bag vacuum cleaner. Why don't you generally recommend the bagless vacuum cleaner, Tom?
Well, the bagless vacuum, they do represent a very wide range of vacuums, but they're typically not very well engineered, and so they tend to clog up. Air has to escape out, and so dust escapes out. So we really prefer the bag because it's disposable, it's more hygienic, you don't have to dump the whole dirt cup, and it really just filters better, and they really do.
Whenever I hear about the bagless, it just seems like that's the way to go because you won't have all this dust in the air, and I'm hearing, is this the opposite?
Well, it's common. I said again, it's one of those things that people say, oh, I don't have to buy a bag. I can just dump the dirt cup. But what happens is most of these use a HEPA filter, a high-efficiency filter. But because it's bagless, the fine dust clogs up that HEPA, makes the motor run hotter, a lot of times burning out the motor, but also makes the motor, when it's working harder, it has to it's pulling air from somewhere, so it can leak out dust. And so that's one reason like I said, the Dyson is, I feel like, the best bagless out there. But it's, given the price, there's others we prefer over that one typically.
So sounds like bagged is the way to go.
Right. Well, we think it's still a good technology, even though it's been around for 50 years.
Right. Tom, for those who may have tuned in late, could you please give us your contact information, please?
Sure. For our store, it's vacuumhospital.com. We're at 300 South Elliott Road, as it mentioned, down the street from Whole Foods. Number is 919-968-0711. And for our central vacuum division, it's centralvacuumexperts.com. And you can use the same phone number. That makes it easier, but we do have another phone number for that.
Got it. Thank you. Tom, tell me this in our last segment. How has the economy affected Vacuum Cleaner Hospital?
Well, about 3 to 4 years ago, when the recession was coming into play, we found more people were repairing their vacuums, not buying new vacuums as much. Now, that's picked up some. We're selling more new vacuums, but people are still repairing things because it just makes more sense if it's not going to be too expensive to do. And we try to tell people, we're honest with them and say, well, this one is more than $100. That's not worth putting into it. But if it's, say, $30, $40, $50, it's definitely worthwhile doing that. So it's, as far as how it's affected us, the central vacuum business was hurt quite a bit by the new home not being built in the last 3 or 4 years. But that's showing some signs of recovery. And we had just finished a home show a couple weekends ago over in Raleigh, and we see people building homes over the past year and a half, not a great number of them, but we've seen that, and we do about 4 home shows a year for our central vacuum division.
So it sounds like things are picking up.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, Tom, our time is up. I thank you so much for coming and talking with me today.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me in.
Thank you. You've been listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest has been Mr. Tom Proctor, who is the owner of the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business.